Okay, 3, 2, 1, no whammies. 3, 2, 1.
Loser.
We Like Dota is brought to you by the generous support of our patrons. To find out how to help support the show, go to welikedota.com and follow the links to the Patreon. We Like Dota episode 160 starts now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the internet's only casual Dota 2 podcast. I'm Brian Sponjinger. Joining me this evening is Sam, the plaid pirate Wendell. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Brian.
Sam, also joining us this evening, is the triumphant return of Josh Dreams Roberts. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Brian.
That's my reggae horn.
It's your what horn?
The reggae horn.
Reggae horn?
You know,
yeah. Oh, we're doing a live.
Let's get it
here.
On your bumper, bro.
Is that the brr, 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 brr?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a reggae horn, though.
Yes. Okay, got it. I didn't know it was a reggae horn either, specifically.
Yeah. How? Like, where?
I don't know. They did that. So, like, I'm from New York, and a big like rap, hip hop, R&B station is Hot 97. And that's what they'd be like, son, the reggae horn! And they'd just, like, go ham on it for, like, 8 minutes. Like, and, like, then also, like, the DJ would do, like, the most annoying thing where he'd, like, insert the reggae horn into, like, any, like, top, like, on 100, like, Billboard song that was, like, vaguely rap-ish or hip-hop-ish. It was really great. I missed that station.
As somebody who really enjoys playing random things on a soundboard, I'm super into it. Hey, Josh, you know how on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, our mutual friend, Mr. Blue, was commenting on our drinking choices?
Yes, Mr. Yeah.
Judging. Yeah. I've even felt maybe a little judged, even.
Was this with the gin?
Correct. Yes. I would like the internet to know that for my I usually have an alcoholic beverage when we record. It's a time-honored tradition for me. I am enjoying a glass of New Amsterdam gin just solo. No rocks, solo. No nothing.
Uh-huh.
Just neat.
Just neat.
And it's delicious.
You're a barbarian.
I believe you because I've seen you do it. So
yeah,
I vouch for that.
Yeah,
I've got a nice LaCroix. How do you say it? LaCroix. That's what I got. I got the pamplemousse, grapefruit. I got the grapefruit.
Jeez, Sam, it's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, man, hits the spot.
Hey, let's talk about how our weeks went. I'm going to play this bumper, and then we'll get into it.
Oh, yeah! Oh, look at it go! Oh, yeah!
All right, so I don't have any Dota 2 updates, but... Here's what happened to me. Here's my weekly update.
I'm totally shocked. Holy cow. Continue.
Now, I have been watching. So, I've been continuing to watch the... sorry. I have been continuing to watch the Purge and Day 9 coaching series while I've been hanging out with Eleanor. Continues to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be hosting TI7, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
But I do want to say, completely off topic, I did today this thing with Walmart, and I don't endorse Walmart. I actually can't stand the company, but they kind of got their talons into me a little bit. They've got this pickup service where you shop for everything online. And then you schedule a time when you want to go pick it up.
Uh-huh.
You get out your app. Yep. You say, I'm on the way. And they say, okay, come on over. I pulled up to a parking spot, a designated parking spot. My man Joel wheeled all my groceries out. He showed me all the produce and the meat to make sure I was okay with it. Loaded it into my Forester. Gave me a business card. Who knew that Walmart people had business cards? Gave me a business card, shook my hand, and gave me a new customer welcome pack.
Okay.
I was in and out in like 5 minutes, you guys. It was amazing.
So you bought like groceries.
Groceries.
With your mobile app.
Correct.
And they just took it out to your car.
Yeah. And anything, I didn't have to, I just pay online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gave me a list of everything. It was great. Now, this goes even a step deeper, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is gonna blow your guys' mind, okay?
All right, so, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, we're ready.
So, Mrs. Sabone and I, we've been using this service called eMeals. It's like a recipe planning service.
Uh-huh.
Think of it, it's kind of like Blue Apron, okay? Except you bring your own groceries.
Okay.
You pick out what meals you want to have for the week, and it'll send it. It'll put the stuff in your cart in Walmart, you know? And it'll, so you use their app, and it'll say, okay, you need green onions. So it'll give you a list of, like, different green onions to pick. Because, you know, it doesn't just automatically add everything. You have to, like...
Sure.
It'll do, like, a search, basically.
Yeah.
Guys, holy smokes. It is 2017. The world is upside down. Politics are weird as hell right now. But grocery shopping has never been better. You know? We're living in the upside down.
No.
What was great is horrible, and what was horrible is now great.
I'm still reeling.
I'm
from
real
the,
confused as well.
I'm reeling from the fact that you can buy produce at Walmart. I didn't know that.
You city boy.
Yeah, that's a man. That's a thing.
Now, Sam, here's what I'm going to tell you.
All right. Yeah.
I still feel kind of disgusting that I was so impressed with everything. Katie and I were kind of hippie light people.
Yes.
Yeah. You buy it. You ride a Forester.
Yeah. And and we get a lot of our produce from like farmers markets or some of the nicer grocery stores.
Sure.
Kriegers. We're big fans of Kriegers out here. So you know, whatever. I'm just putting it out there that it was a mind blowing experience, and I feel dirty, but I liked it. Okay, so enough about my weird Walmart experiences. Sam, how was your week in Dota Bin?
You can't beat the convenience factor, I suppose. My week in Dota was great. I'll let Dreams talk about the game that we had together. But
I better pull it up.
I'm very much looking forward to AD2L tomorrow night, Thursday night. So I've been trying to practice support and some roamers. I had a fun game on Bounty Hunter last night with the one and only Mr. Blue.
Oh, and nice. Elihu. How did that go?
Elihu was there as well. It was fun. It was good. We won. Essentially, what happened was we just created space for like 40 minutes for Mr. Blue, who was playing Naga, and then at a certain point, he was just unstoppable. So,
oh, nice. I mean, that's what you do, right? Like those guys are.
Oh yeah,
those heroes are. Who was Elihu on?
Elihu played a Visage.
Oh, nice. He loves that hero.
I think it's a great hero. I think he's still trying to figure out like stuns and stuff because it's pretty hard with the micro.
Hero's hard as hell to play, yeah.
But I mean, that thing can really do a lot of damage when you get everything all together.
Yeah.
So that was good. I got a little tune-up game on the good old Undying. That was like a 60-minute match, which was like really like everything that you don't want a 60-minute match to be. Mm-hmm. But it was good to get. I hadn't played Undying in a long time, so it was good to get back with that old guy. I forgot I had some really nice sets with him, so I have like multiple ways of looking good, which is really great. and that's really what Dota's all about.
So, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm excited to play tomorrow. I think we'll have a fun time.
Nice.
That's what you think.
What about you, Josh?
This past weekend, my wife worked, so I got in a lot of Dota.
Hey, my wife worked too.
Yeah, it was good. Hit me up, bro.
Well, like, I'm saying my wife works like a normal person schedule.
Oh, my wife doesn't. Yeah, it's
I'm
crazy.
I'm you know what? I'm kind of your wife in this situation. Like, I have a really odd work schedule.
That's true. So I know how your wife feels, right? Would that be how it would be?
Yes. Yep. That would be it.
Dota, it was good. I'm relearning mid because I'll be playing mid on 82L. So that's good that Day 9 is learning mid as well. So I'm getting some coaching, I guess, right?
I don't like playing mid, if I'm being honest.
It's really stressful, man.
It's too much pressure.
It's a lot of... Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's fun. Like, it's really... like challenging, and if you like kind of understand like the role and impact you can have, it can be really good. And just but it's also, I don't know, there's a lot of different dynamics to it. Like I find that I'm really good at the first like 5 to 7 minutes, and then I just can't, like, from 7 to usually like 12 and 15, I just don't know what to do, you know.
Dude, that usually happens to me too. Like that period in the game where it's kind of like the end of the laning stage, but you're not quite into like the mid game slash kind of team fighting stage of things. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what do I do?
Yeah. So that's kind of where, because like I'm really good at early CS. Like I can get 60, 65, almost 70 with like a really high farming mid laner, like a Shadowfiend or a Lina or, or something like that. But, like, I find that when this will be my week in Dota, but when I found out that, like, if I'm kind of crapping on their mid laner a little bit, you know, they'll get rotations, and then that's when, like, crap kind of hits the fan.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if I die once or something, there's just constant pressure, and the other team supports knows that, like, oh, I died. We're just going to keep on putting more pressure.
Right.
So I think that's when I should know, be like, hey, I'm going to the jungle. Support takes a lane and soak XP, you know?
Right.
So I thought you did a good job. So we played two games together. One game I was a roaming Earthshaker, and I also am like trying to figure out how to roam. So like, I don't know. I thought that you did a good job. It was, you were playing Puck, and you were, if I recall correctly, it was an Invoker mid.
Both games actually.
And so yeah, go ahead.
No, I think I had the favorable matchup in those, and I know Puck as well. So it's kind of like, for me, that's a much better hero. Like both those games, I had 15 and 17 kills. So like, I know how to play the hero, you know. But it was good. So the one game, I'll talk about the one game. The second game that we played, they had a really beefy, tanky lineup of an Underlord. What is that? Tidehunter, a Morphling, an Invoker, and Avenge. So they were just like impossible to kill. But yeah, I don't know what else to say about that.
Game was hard. We almost did it, though. We like, because we had like a draw strat. And
missed the window pretty hard.
No, I don't think we missed it super hard. I mean, we totally missed it, but it wasn't like one of those games where we never even had an advantage. Like things were going to plan.
Yeah, and even at the end, we almost ratted and won. So
yeah,
like we TP'd in and almost had the, you know, we were like 2/3 of the way down on their ancient, and they were, you know, killed ours. But I mean, that's like. you know, it was an incredibly close game.
For sure.
So.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun.
Game still sounds hard.
I think it's, I feel, personally, it feels harder than ever. I don't know why. I think because with the introduction of, like, XP talents, like, the enemy supports and your supports are leveling up just as fast as you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm, that's one thing that is blowing my mind recently, is, like, just with these XP talents, like, supports and stuff are leveling up just as fast, if not faster, because of that. And so, you know, you can crush the early game, but if they just five man, like, it's, they, you know, they just, they don't lose as hard, you know, like, it doesn't, you can't swing over in your favor as hard anymore. So, and then also it feels like it's impossible to take high ground. I don't know, probably because of shrines and stuff. But...
yeah, that's always, yeah, those shrines are, those are tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so that's just...
You know, theoretically, though, if... So, if it feels like the enemy supports are, like, leveling up quick and are...
Yeah.
Are a problem, theoretically, your support should feel the same way to the other team, correct?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, but Dota 2 is definitely a game where... it either, you either having a really bad time and you're really pissed, or you're having a great time. Like,
yeah,
top of the mountain. Like, holy smokes, look out, yeah. You know?
There's almost no middle ground.
There isn't, yeah.
Because, like, when you lose and it feels bad. You know, like, everything you do seems like you're doing it wrong, you know? Like... and then when you're winning, you feel like everything you're doing is doing it right, you know? Like, it's a weird little, weird paradox.
And I've been thinking about a lot, and I've been wondering why, even in, like, unranked games,
yeah,
the stakes feel real high in Dota 2.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Really? I don't feel that way at all.
Well, so there's a couple things going on with me. One, because I only get... I haven't played a Dota 2 match in weeks, honestly, just because.
Right. Just no, I understand.
You know, you guys all know. You know, I say it every week, whatever. but also because, well, Sam will just randomly drop from matches now, but the rest of us don't.
Okay. Oh,
whoa.
All right. All right. I abandoned one game.
I'm just giving you a hard time. You're a good guy. Yeah. I know you don't do that.
Hey, man, I did too one time, and a lot of people got pissed at me. So
yeah.
So there's like a whole factor of, like, these matches last a while, and you don't want to let your team down, and because the matches last a while, you kind of have a lot invested in it, or at least I do. Mm-hmm. And then I get stressed out about it, and I don't want to let the rest of my team down.
And even, like, I played just a random draft this morning because I woke up pretty early and had some time, and I was like, I'll just play an unranked random draft game or something.
Wait.
Like,
you play? Okay, hold on. You played Dota before you went into the office?
Yeah.
What time was this?
Like 6 a.m.
Wow.
What a boss.
6:30.
Wow. Nice, dude. That's cool.
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to play some. But I played it, and it was still, I still had people on my team, like, flaming, like, for no reasons, you know? Like, I feel like more than 50% of the battle of a Dota 2 match is, like, babysitting your own teammates and, making sure that they're, like, in a good mood, you know? And, like that I have to, like, conform to them and make sure that they have a good game, because if not, I won't, you know? Like,
hey, I've got to do that crap at the coffee shop. You know, when I'm managing my
baristas. Yours is real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is your life.
You know, like, it's just stupid guys in a video game. You know, it's like, take care of your own crap. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, why are you flaming me? I'm just playing a game. Like, I'm not flaming you. I didn't hurt you. I didn't hurt your child. I didn't hurt your parents.
Treat others how you'd like to be treated.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a good rule to live your life by. But, you know, I think even I think I have a certain condition. I think I take it too seriously sometimes. Because Sam, you and I have been playing some Overwatch here and there.
Yeah,
I get a little into it sometimes, and it's just these like bullcrap quick play games where you're done in like 10 minutes, and I even take those games hard sometimes.
You do get a little upset, which is really funny because like I'm not even at the level where I'm not even allowed to play ranked message matches.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would say that like it's great to take it seriously, but at the same time, like, it's been very helpful for me to play a bunch of unranked and actually to take some time to like try and learn new heroes. Cause I'm like, yo, I literally have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. I just like mute a bunch of people if they start yelling at me.
Yeah.
And I just like try to learn. And I think that's been like a helpful change for me. Cause otherwise it's miserable. I mean, it just is purely miserable to play alone.
I mean, I second that because I feel like, you know, if you go into a game, you're like, okay, I'm learning this hero. I'm going to mute my teammates and not listen to anything they say, in a positive way, not a negative way.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it's a different mentality, and it's almost like this is funny. It's almost like the idea of, you know, when they say people get in car crashes and like the people that were asleep don't get injured as the people that were like awake.
Oh yeah.
You know, because they don't tense up or whatever. It's kind of like the same concept, you know. It's kind of like this whole idea of like, you don't put a lot of pressure on yourself, so you actually end up playing better.
Right.
Because like it's a flow, you know. It's not like you know, it's kind of I don't know, it's different.
I'm with you. I mean,
the philosophy of Dota.
Yeah. We're going to get Brian to play again. I'm going to sometime
I'm willing to tell you I have the day off on Friday, so Thursday night, I would like to play a match of Dota 2.
Okay, well,
I'd like to make it happen.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow
evening, yes.
We got our game at 9, but...
You know, before then, a warm-up game with Brian.
Yeah, play a warm-up game with me, seriously.
All right.
Can I tell you guys, I think I had a moment of self-realization. Okay. This is actually maybe
therapy talk here.
Right. This is maybe actually a little embarrassing, to be honest with you. Excuse me. You know how I always talk about how this is a casual Dota 2 podcast. We're here for fun, you know, all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm willing to say that maybe. Well, I love podcasting in general. You know, this is episode 160. We've been going on for 3 years or whatever now, and I'm willing to say maybe this was somewhat of a response to me being a dick in games and wanting to. Wanting to not do that, you know, like, you know how you always hear, you know, politicians talking about, you know, they rail on, you know, whatever they don't like, and then you find out they're doing the exact same thing that they're preaching against. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Yes.
I think maybe that's what's going on with me. I don't know.
Is that you don't, you're a dick in game, so you want to preach not be a dick in game? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think... If you play a game with me, I'm not a jerk.
No.
I don't think so. But I think I take it more seriously than I would like.
Yes.
Right? So I want to be casual about it, but I don't know. I can't be.
But you're a tryhard.
I am a tryhard, I think, yeah. I don't know. I'm just a tryhard who's only able to, you know, spend maybe... at max 2 hours a week playing games. So there you go.
Right, right.
I'm a 30-year-old and, you know, it's a sad existence as a gaming 30-year-old. But, you know, I love my life. So there you go.
You do what you can.
All right, let's move on to the news. Here we go.
To read the future, I need entrails.
All right, so we have a couple of, I guess I'd just call it miniature news, I guess. One, the international is kind of creeping up on us here. The group stage starts like real soon, doesn't it?
9 days, yeah. 8 days.
Yeah.
Something like that. Here, it's in client. I'll get official time
yeah,
for you.
Here we go.
6 days. Wow. Okay. Woo! 6 days, 16 hours, and 15 minutes.
Yes.
Boys, that's less than a week. That's, yeah. That's what would that be? Next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Yes.
That's the 1st of August.
Super exciting.
Super very exciting. Good.
Can't wait. So that's coming up. In international news, we have Day 9 was announced as the official host of TI7. It was Red Eye the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Valve... I don't think this is a... We don't like Red Eye. We don't want to bring him back. I think it's just... They just want to try something different. You know? Day 9 is definitely... a very different host from Red Eye. A little more... he's got a little bit more personality to him than I think Red Eye does.
Mm-hmm.
He's got jokes.
He's got jokes. Well, Red Eye did too. He had those British
dry humor jokes. Different.
Yeah. I really liked Red Eye, and I thought he brought a sense of professionalism to the event.
I agree. Yeah.
Day 9 is maybe, you know, kind of loosening the tie a little bit, you know? It's the guy at the wedding who's loosening his tie, rolling up his sleeves. He's ready to get on the dance floor, you know, show everybody some moves, you know?
Oh, baby.
We also have Machine, who is also going to be co-hosting, which I would assume that's for, you know, when you need to give these guys a break during their, like, you know, 16-hour days or whatever. Which I'm a big fan of Machine. I think he did great at the Boston Major, and he continues to do CS:GO events, and I think he's great.
Yeah.
In other news, the well, so the whole theme here is Valve. Valve has been paying attention to us, which is kind of crazy.
No way.
Not really acknowledging it. This is classic Valve, right? Like, they kind of acknowledge that they're listening to us with their actions. So
yes, they don't actually put out anything ever.
It's super annoying.
Communications.
It's super annoying. The newcomer stream. Right. Reddit had talked about how they want the newcomer stream to come back, and it is kind of coming back. So this was a couple years ago. There was a stream that Purge hosted.
Yes, I remember that.
It was basically him, instead of hearing, you kind of heard like the traditional mainstream commentators in the background, but you heard kind of Purge basically spectated and commentated all these matches on his own and kind of talked about like basics of the game, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What are towers? What are creeps? Why are they doing this? You know, that sort of thing. It's actually, I actually really enjoyed it. I think it's great. A lot of really great news, really great insight, and that's coming back. But from what I've read from Valve, it's kind of a nerfed version of it, I guess. It seems like it's going to be like, did you guys ever watch Pop-Up Video on VH1?
No.
Pop-Up Video was the best. So that's a whole separate conversation, but it seems like it's going to be like just the normal stream, but they're going to be showing like little, you know, like when the streamers can like put in like a little like text box that slides in from the right.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just going to be like info with that basically.
Okay.
So kind of a, I don't want to say a half-assed version of it, but maybe a half-assed version of it.
I wonder if that's even, I feel like that's even harder. Right? Like, I mean, maybe not, you know, like, but in a sense, making all those graphics and, I guess, animations, like, wouldn't it be easier just to pay two people to man the newcomer stream, you know, and then, like...
To talk?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't
know. You know, because then, like, it's all organic, you know? It's all, like, what happens in-game. What if they don't have something for, like... I don't know. I'm just a massive skeptic, but
yeah. So I mean, I will say I'm kind of interpreting a bit of a cryptic post on Dota2.com. So this is an excerpt from their post. Let's see here. You can help friends interested in learning more about Dota by sending them to the newcomer stream, which features the main broadcast enhanced with contextual overlays that call out information helpful for understanding the intricate world of Dota. I think it's just easier just having somebody on a mic just talking.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to just wait and see.
Stream. It's a stream, not a...
It's a separate stream, from my understanding.
I see, yeah. Yes. Okay.
But from my understanding is that the audio and video aren't going to be any different. It's just going to have overlays of, you know, breaking down what's going on. You know, but no separate, you know, not a separate caster or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm sure it'll be fine. And I plan on at least watching a little bit of it. Like, I'll be the first to admit that newcomer stream info is helpful to me. Because I am a bad player. So there you
Unless
go.
Unless I'm there with you. I'm just kidding.
Right. Going along with that, the Battle Pass has been extended to September 18th. In coordination with some cries on Reddit about, you know, some of the delays with the Siltbreaker campaign and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Silt, Brian.
What did I say?
Silt.
It's Silt, is it not?
There's no H in there. Okay, Silt.
No.
Siltbreaker. Silt. So they're extending the Battle Pass to September 18th to ensure players have ample time to enjoy the conclusion of the multiplayer campaign once it releases shortly after the international.
You know what? Everyone just wants the sound thing, so I think that's what it's really about.
Yeah, everyone on Reddit freaks out about delays for the Siltbreaker campaign, and I don't know. It kind of drives me crazy, because if you play games at all, or even slightly follow the gaming industry, delays are like, it's just what it, like, that to be a gamer is to be disappointed by delays. You know, like, that's just how it is.
Sure. Yeah.
It's remarkable that games get made at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's remarkable that games get made at all. You can turn all these lines of codes of is, if this, then that.
Zero, zeros, and ones.
Yes. And turn it into a game. So, guys, just be happy for what you got, okay? It's fine. It's all fine. Go donate to a charity or something if you're pissed off. You know, it's fine.
Go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart. Get your groceries from your phone.
Yeah, go to Walmart.
That did it for me before that.
Be amazed by the internet. Let's see. What else? Secret shop orders have been disabled until shipping and crazy shipping prices have gotten figured out. I don't think We Love Fine have been like booted as like the providers for the secret shop, but there is a lot of unreasonable shipping costs to ship like a deck of cards to Germany. It was like it cost more, like it cost like twice as much as to, like, an actual deck of cards to ship to Germany. Yes, it's insane.
You could like, oh my gosh, it's unreal.
Unreal. So,
which is good. I mean, that's insane, right? I mean, how long has it been that we've been able to travel around the world?
I don't know. We've here in the U.S. we used to have a good, upstanding relationship with the rest of the world. I don't know if we do anymore.
Don't get into it. Don't get into it.
No, we're getting into it. We're not getting into it.
It's on the show notes.
So maybe some. Some trade agreements have been a little weird, so I don't know. But
oh my god,
that's going to be figured out. Valve's going to take care of it, and you know, shipping prices are going to, you know, they're going to take care of it. So keep an eye out for an update from Valve on that. Okay, so that's the news, guys. Are you ready to move on to Hero of the Week?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. You're tougher than Axe thought. Come along.
Feeding time.
Have a cookie.
Meepo. More Meepo.
I love you guys. Oh, I love you guys.
The show's getting a little off the rails.
Oh, of course it is.
And that's
this is great.
Kind of how I like it.
What kind of We Like Dota off the rails?
As an aside, can I tell you guys? Okay, I have to be quiet so that Katie doesn't hear me. Before the show started, I was like, "Hey, Katie, I'm going to start the show," and I was like, "I'll start dinner after after we're done with the show," and she's like, "Okay, I'm going to hammer some stuff."
We heard.
I did. Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
And you're like, you can't do that.
Well, I was like, at first I didn't think she was serious, but she was. And I was like, all right, I'm going to just put it out there. Maybe don't hammer during the middle of the show. And she's like, okay, I'll wait. And I said, look, if you really want to, that's fine. But maybe just know it would affect the audio quality of the show a little bit. And so she's waiting.
Wow, sad.
She's a saint.
So thank you, Mrs. Sabone, for not hammering in the middle of the podcast. Appreciate that. Hero of the Week this week, you guys, is Earthshaker. It's Ursa that LD would refer to as Fuzzy Wuzzy, correct?
Probably.
Yeah, that sounds like an LD thing.
Because she's a mama bear.
Right, and Earthshaker's a dude. So,
yeah.
Earthshaker's a melee strength hero, usually played as like a roaming support or an offlaner. Really has a lot of stun and disable potential, and also has a lot of huge potential to make some really big plays. If TI5 taught us anything with the $6 million Echo Slam, which Josh, you and I were present for.
Yes.
It was amazing.
It was really cool. It was real nice. Real
it
nice.
Was cool to be there for that. So yeah, melee strength hero. Melee supports, I don't know how to play at all. So I know nothing about Earthshaker. But from what I hear, Josh, you like to play Earthshaker. And Sam, you also like to play Earthshaker.
I find him extremely fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Hero.
Sam, do you want to walk us through his abilities here, and we can kind of get into that a little bit?
We like fun. Okay, his Q is Fissure. This is one of the, I don't know, you'll definitely know this one, because it's, you can definitely mess up your teammates with this one.
It also looks like a giant loaf of bread when you use it.
Big old loaf of bread. All right, Earthshaker slams the ground with a mighty totem, creating an impassable ridge of stone while stunning and damaging enemy units along into line. Cast range is huge, 1,400. Or no, sorry, the fissure length is 1,350. The cast range is 1,400. I don't really understand why those are different, but well, that's fine.
It can go farther than where you click, right? That's what that means.
The loaf of bread extends, so there's like a little blank spot and then a loaf of bread past that, right? Isn't that how that works?
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. No, it does, because the fissure length is 50 units smaller than the cast range, so that's why I was confused. But that little gap between the loaf of bread and the character and the hero would make sense. Anywho, The damage scales up, the stun scales up. This thing lasts 8 seconds. It's on a 15-second cooldown. It's pretty fun.
It's good times there.
You can do some little cheeky plays, blocking your lanes in a right at the beginning of the games, because it lasts so long. It's 8 seconds. Your creeps don't move.
Absolutely. Like,
creep blocks, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Creep blocks.
Creep blocks.
Creep
blocks.
This is great for ganking, especially in like the early levels. People don't expect it, and you can like block off a lot of escape routes, so that's cool.
That's cool, bro.
You can also mess up your teammates, which is less cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, slightly less cool to mess up your teammates, though still hilarious.
Definitely hilarious.
Now, I'm not condoning messing up your teammates, but if it accidentally happens,
you know,
maybe kind of
sometimes
funny.
It happens.
Sometimes it happens.
You know, these things happen. All right, next we have Enchant Totem. Empowers Earthshaker's totem, causing it to deal extra damage on the next attack. So the damage lasts for 14 seconds, but it's only for one attack. And the damage bonus goes from 100% up to 400%. And this is on a 5-second cooldown, and it's very cheap in terms of manas.
Manas.
So, okay, this thing is kind of confusing to me. So all manas. This is you hit your W, and it just yep. kind of makes your right click a little stronger. Is that right?
Yes, for one attack.
Sure, yes. Yes,
on,
yes, yes.
On one dude.
Your next attack.
Next so, attack.
Yeah.
It can mm-hmm. even be a tower as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's based Wait. On your strength, not your damage.
It's based on your like base attack.
Yes. Not your additional attack. So
not,
like,
not your
like
green attack.
Rapier is not a thing.
Right.
Know? Right. It's referring to your right click, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So yep. this okay, so this so does this trigger his passive? Which is
yes.
Aftershock,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aftershock causes the Earth to shake underfoot, adding additional damage and stuns to nearby enemies when Earthshaker casts his abilities. Okay. So, okay. All right. So, all right. So if I'm Earthshaker, I press W.
Yep.
Does that trigger Aftershock then?
Yes.
It does.
On the ground. Yes.
So it'll stun in a 300 radius. It'll do 75 damage at level 1. And it'll stun somebody for 0.6 seconds at level 1. And then your next attack will do 100% more at level 1.
Okay. So, all right. Let me think through this. And stop me if I'm wrong. Okay, so let's
go.
Say I'm playing Earthshaker. I do my Q, right? I do okay. Fisher. I do the bread loaf to get, you know, to stun some
Great.
Dudes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's say I blink in. I hit Enchant Totem. When I hit Enchant Totem, my W, it triggers mm-hmm. Aftershock, causes...
If you have it leveled up.
Right. Let's assume I have everything.
Okay.
Let's assume I have, you know, all
yes.
abilities.
Yes.
So when I trigger Enchant Totem, it does, at level 1, 75 damage in a 300 radius, stuns them for 0.6 seconds, and then after that, I still get a right click that gives me bonus yeah. attack damage.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Holy smokes. Okay.
So in theory, every single one of your spells, if you have Aftershock leveled, does a stun.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, so... Okay, so does that mean I don't think you'd want to blink in and then use Fisher? I mean, you would get the additional
no,
Aftershock stuff.
Usually, yeah.
But the range
so
on Fisher
like
is
so
nice.
Usually, like, finish with Fisher. Yeah, so either you, like, Fisher before you jump in, or you it's, like, the last thing you would do, typically.
Yeah, the way you usually do your full combo is blink in, Echo Slam as many... You know, when people are grouped up, do your Enchant Totem.
Well, in theory, you'll want to have Enchant Totem before
yeah.
you go in.
No, you're
so
right.
So then you
right.
jump in,
yep.
Echo Slam, right click a dude,
yep.
Enchant Totem him,
yep.
right click him again, and then finish with Fisher.
Yep.
Or
yep.
is it the other way around? You Fisher and then finish the totem?
I
feel like.
I think. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I feel like that's kind of up in the air.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not. Someone's going to tell us it's not, but
here
that's
I
fine.
Was thinking that you want to initiate with Fisher because the cast range on that is really good. But that's not the case.
No, because Echo Slam is an instant stun.
Right.
That makes
so
sense.
So that's like
that
why
sense, yeah.
that's why you like go on Animage with it. You instantly blink in and do it so that he has no time to react.
Yeah.
And then you can chain lock him with your abilities.
That and
makes
the,
sense.
The good
yeah.
thing, the other good thing about it is that Earthshaker's abilities, they Like, it doesn't get blocked by Lincolns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're not targeted. It's just like, they just happen.
Right.
You're saying it's like a Magnus.
Yes.
Ulti.
Yes.
Now, Enchant Totem goes through spell immunity. Holy smokes.
And it gives its true strike.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, you know what?
Echo Slam does.
You know, I'm thinking of Aftershock. Aftershock does not go through.
Yes, it does.
Spell immunity, but Enchant Totem does. Okay. I was thinking it was a big deal that Aftershock did not, but Aftershock does not. Aftershock is blocked by spell immunity.
Mm-hmm. And so that means your Enchant Totem stun does not stun.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Because it's Aftershock, not Enchant Totem doing stun. Yeah.
But Echo Slam does, correct? It's just the damage. It doesn't damage.
Right. Per Dota 2 wiki, attempts to damage initially hit spell immune enemies. Spell immune enemies send echo waves toward nearby spell immune enemies. Echoes do not attempt to damage spell immune enemies.
Okay. So it does the bounce.
Correct. Yeah.
Radius bounce or whatever. However it does its thing.
If you have a BKB on, you won't be affected by the echoes, but you will be hit by like the initial wave. The initial echo. The initial attack or whatever. Sam, do you want to talk us through Echo Slam?
Echo Slam. Shockwaves travel through the ground, damaging enemy units. Each enemy hit causes an echo to damage nearby units. So the initial damage radius is 600, and the echo search radius is also 600. And the way this works is that the initial damage is 160, and on top of that, echo damage is 40. So the way this works...
At level one.
And then that they both scale up. The way it works is that you want to do it on a group of enemies.
Right. So, one, I didn't realize that the radius for the initial damage and the echo search were so high. You have a potential of having... unless I'm reading this incorrectly, of 1,200 Dota 2 range units of coverage there, right? Because if you, let's say you blink in, you use Echo Slam, and the first person you hit is right on the edge of the AoE of Echo Slam. And then there's, you know, somebody who's 600 range away from the initial person hit. That's 1,200, right?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, that's so crazy.
Yep.
Okay, so a lot of damage there, folks. Look out.
All the damages.
Do we want to talk about talents, or do we just want to skip over those?
No. Let's don't. No.
Okay.
We can just do them real quick.
Okay. Josh, you want to talk us through the talents? Do you have the thing?
Yeah. So, yeah, level 10 is you choose between plus 250 mana or plus 10 strength. Level 15, you get plus 50 damage or plus 20 movement speed. Level 20 is plus 350 fissure range or plus 40 echo damage. And then 25, you get a minus 2 second enchant totem cooldown or 600 health.
Interesting choices there. Interesting choices.
Yeah. Yeah, so it almost chooses between, like, if you're going kind of more of a support role or if you're more of a core-ish, you know?
Right. Going for that crit shaker build.
Yeah.
Josh, do you have any thoughts on, like, items or how you should be building Earthshaker?
Yeah, I think you mainly just... you build them pretty much utility in terms of like movement. So like what a lot, and even when Sumail took a mid, they usually just go like your main items are usually four staff, a blink dagger, and like a shadow blade. But early on, you know, skills, you get your Tangled and stuff like that. And then mainly it's choose between Power Treads or Mana Boots or the Tranquil Boots and a Soul Ring. So that's usually the, like, three boots you go for. Because if you go, like, a Crit Shaker or a Core build,
yeah,
you want to get the Power Treads because it adds more damage versus the Phase Boots.
Right.
Which you may think that the Phase Boots, oh, it gives you more damage, but your Enchant Totem works on your strength. So the green damage you don't want. You want that, what is it, white or something like yeah. that.
Yep.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Whatever the not additional, you know, all the damage that comes from your right. own strength.
Are arcane boots a thought at all with?
Yeah, I think I like arcane boots. I don't know about you, Sam.
Yep, totally. Arcane boots are great.
Usually because, I don't know, I feel like some, like, in a lot of those games, at least when I play Earthshaker, like, we're usually low on group mana anyhow. You know, like, you want to give mana to your other teammates, so arcane boots are usually safer, you know? Because then you give it to your teammates.
You know, Blink Dagger, of course.
Yeah, Blink is usually pretty much core.
Yeah. And then
Force Staff and Shadow Blade to get out, you know.
Right.
Yule Scepter is pretty good for the like all that mana regen, and you get the movement speed.
Right.
And then if you blink in and ulti and like you get silenced or something, you can Yules it and still get your Echo Slam. And I believe all the timings work out really well that you can Yule Scepter and Enchant Totem right afterwards. You know, they come down so you can like chain stun with that way too. So
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Any other thoughts on Earthshaker? Okay. Great.
Seems good.
Seems good, man.
Fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Watch Sumail play him on mid. It's fun.
I'll have to see if I can't find any of those. That sounds like a boatload of fun.
Yeah, Sumail's really good. So, like, I think he used Enchant Totem to get a last hit, you know, like the actual Aftershock. And then he got another one securing it with the actual right click of it, which is pretty cool.
Right.
So,
okay. What do you guys say we move on to Noobs Ask Noobs?
It's Gucci.
Yup.
Okay. Here we go.
Holy shit! If you want peace, you must prepare for war. If you want war, you must also prepare for war. The lesson is always prepare for war.
Welcome to Noobs Ask Noobs, where you ask us questions and we give you an answer. We do not guarantee the quality of answer, but we will try to answer it nonetheless. Sam, what do you have for us this week?
Okay, so first, from our friend Dave Couillet on Twitter, he says, ask Sam how he found the We Like Dota podcast. He said, I found it while I was searching for Dota podcasts, and I appreciated the bumpers and theme song. Stayed because the people were awesome.
Hey, we're awesome.
Hey. Yeah, pretty much a similar thing. I was getting into Dota, was working a desk job, and wanted a podcast about Dota. And there weren't many options. And I'd read the reviews for some of the other ones. And they were like, yeah, this is, like, pretty high-level stuff. And I was like, well, that's not me. let me go ahead and get on this We Like Dota podcast. And, yeah, the rest is history.
We basically try to be as the exact opposite of high-level stuff as possible. So, mission accomplished, as they say.
GG.
GG. Okay.
All right, next, from Spenguin 42. And Spenguin, let me go ahead and, before I read your question, apologize. I haven't sent your t-shirt yet. I'm a terrible human. It just forgive me. What's this? Hey, friends. My question is for Brian and is a bit off topic. Oh. I just picked up an AeroPress and enjoyed the best cup of coffee I've ever made.
Wow.
Wait, Sam, you're an AeroPress user as well, right?
I am. I am.
Those things are great.
Yes, it's fantastic. Although I don't use it as much in the summertime because I'm a cold brew type of dude. Anywho.
I can see that.
Ooh, sing more.
No. Keep going.
Okay. I'm now looking for an inexpensive manual grinder to outperform my electric bladed one. Which is your favorite and why is your least favorite Slark? Thanks.
Slark can just get out of here.
Wait, what's Slark?
Slark? Like Slark? The Dota 2 hero?
No, Slark? He said Slart.
No, Slark. S-L-A-R-K. Like the hero, Slark.
Oh, what did you say? Oh, is that what you said?
He's trying to be funny, you guys.
Oh, all right. Sam, I didn't know
was
if that
weird.
Was...
Sam was weird about it, so I was like, what's going on?
I was, because yeah. I didn't understand.
Did you
I
say
thought
Slark?
It... Yeah, I did.
Oh.
It's fine.
I thought it was like a coffee thing. I'm sorry,
he's trying to say. He's trying to say that Slark is annoying.
Yes, that's true. I see the joke now. Thank you.
Okay, here's my thoughts on grinders. So two statements here. If you are upgrading from like a blade grinder, you know, one of the like the whirly blade grinders that just like
I got
hacks.
One of those,
oh God, why? It just like hacks and offended. Slices and dices your beans. My upgrade choice would be any of the hand grinders from Hario. But make sure you do, there's like some mods that you can do out there to make like the burrs way more stabilized. So there's two kinds of grinders, right? There's the blade grinders that are just like, you know,
the
literally...
best, easily the best, easily
no,
the best.
No,
out there.
Josh, it's like a
easily,
small,
easily.
No,
everyone listen to me.
It's like a small food processor and you have no control over bean ground size.
I like it, boys.
Josh, shame on you, Josh. You even worked in a coffee shop. Shame on
you. I'm joking.
He's such a troll. Now, I know this question wasn't directed at me, but I'm gonna weigh in here because okay. Mine is the tie-breaking vote.
Okay.
I have a Hario ceramic grinder.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Yeah. It's just the best. Now oftentimes I'm an idiot and I grind it to like finer than I need it to be because I'm lazy and I don't like changing the settings, but it's great. Would recommend.
Yeah.
So Brian, so, I think you're right.
There you go. Yeah. So that's a burr grinder. So it's kind of like crushing or pulverizing the beans instead of just hacking them. so that's my choice. Anything from Hario, look for the Skirton or the Mini Mill. For the hand-based ones. And if you want to upgrade to a nice electric burr grinder, let me know. But be prepared to invest about $130. If not
wow.
More. So.
Wow.
We take coffee seriously at the Inger
wow.
household. So there you go.
We do at the Roberts as well.
No, you don't, Josh. Not with your bullcrap
electric
blade electric. Grinders. Jeez.
Jeez. Jesus. Okay, here we go. Last, no, we have two more, because this one's going to be fast. It's about to get boring, asks, have you ever finished a normal match that was safe to leave with the sole purpose being to report someone for bad conduct?
No, usually I just leave those matches ASAP and just queue up for another one.
Oh, no, I haven't. I was kind of confused at the question. No, I haven't.
Yeah, same with me. I'm not that vindictive, but I respect that commitment.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, I get it as well. Dude, things can be... I've intentionally went out of my way to report a couple people like within the past probably 2 weeks, so I feel you, man.
All right, last one here from KevlarZZZ. Elihu on the last show referenced some podcasts he listens to about Dota and competitive gaming. What are your guys' favorite, preferably Dota-related gaming podcasts? Not that I don't love your show. Don't you listen
don't
to
talk
one?
Trash or not talk trash, you know?
Wait, don't talk Josh, trash. We want to keep...
That's what I'm saying. We want to stay above the board. What I'm saying is that if I don't say anything, is that the same as talk?
I thought you liked Bottle Crow.
I like Bottle Crow. Do you like Bottle Crow? I love Colin. He's very good at podcasting. So Bottle Crow's good. I don't know how often he releases stuff, though.
Okay. What about you, Ryan?
We Like Dota is the only Dota and competitive related podcast that I listen to.
Go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to step on your answer.
No, you're fine. Yeah, that's it. Like, I don't really listen to a ton of competitive Dota 2 stuff anyway, so.
I don't either, yeah.
I don't really have a good answer for that. I'm sorry.
I will throw out one random just video game podcast, because I also don't listen to other Dota stuff, really. Achievement Oriented? It's a fun one. Relatively new, but they already have, 30 episodes or something out. Yeah. Good quality, consistent content. They interview a lot of people in just the video game scene. So a lot of video game developers, a lot of video game writers, a lot of folks from Kotaku and other heavy hitter websites and stuff. I've had fun listening to that one. So I'd recommend that one.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out.
I recommend .p as well.
Those guys are great.
They're really good guys over there. They have a lot of shows, and so I'm sure some are better for you. Whether you I know they have drafting stuff. I know they have theory crafting stuff. I know they have a lot of different shows. So, and a lot of different hosts. So, I would say check them out not only for that they make. Other content, but they just do a lot of different stuff. So I'll check them out.
Nice.
They're good guys over there. They know their stuff. They really, really know their stuff. So
to contrast us not knowing our stuff. So
which is true. That's just 100%.
Yeah.
It happens, you know.
All right. Anything else for us, Sam?
I think that's all. I think that's all I got.
I'm in our Discord channel doing a couple giveaways here. We have one winner, Run EMC Squared. Congratulations. Ooh. I assume that means he wants to make E equals MC Squared. So you have won a prize. Let's do another one here. We have Lanz, L-A-N-Z, Lanz. Congratulations, nice. You're a winner. Man, this is great. This is my favorite part of the show. Let's see. What else? We're going to do one more giveaway in our Discord channel here. Morgan Free Farm. Congratulations. Yes. Congratulations, Morgan Free Farm.
Morgan, what a guy. Great.
Now, I will tell you, in order to be eligible for giveaways on the We Like Dota podcast, you need to register on our subreddit at We Like Dota, or no, Reddit. No, what is it? WeLikeDota.reddit.com. Our good friend Elihu has set up a bot in the chat room that will link your Steam account to your Discord account, and that's how we do giveaways. So you can find more information about that on welikedota.reddit.com and click the link that says what's with BunnyBot. I think I might ask Elihu to maybe make a sticky post on how to link your account to be eligible for giveaways. But yeah, you can also donate to the prize pool as well. So if you get something, maybe stick a hat in the pool to give away to somebody else,
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great. So it's good. We got it all going. So congratulations to all the winners. Let's see. Sam, what do you want to tell the dear listeners before we get out of here?
I'm going to be playing a lot more Dota in the next coming weeks. I'm finishing my summer class / paid internship. So I'll just be doing some construction work, but not too much on my own time. And going to be doting it up and traveling and loving life. So catch me, I don't know, see me playing Dota.
Loving Hang life, out, baby.
Play some games with me.
Loving life. Loving life. Josh, what about you, man?
I don't know. My computer froze and I missed the question. So I heard Sam talking about living life and playing Dota, I was confused.
We're doing some sign-offs, so if you have anything want to say before we get out of here.
No, I'm moving, so I'm really excited to move. So,
well said, Josh.
I have a bigger desk. Let's put it that way.
Okay, that's good.
The desk would be bigger. Yes, that is really, really, really nice.
I said earlier, check out our subreddit at welikedota.reddit.com and find out how to get involved on our Discord channel so you can be a part of giveaways on the podcast. Let's see, what else? I guess that's it, right? Tell somebody about the show. Help spread the word. That's all good stuff. Follow us on Twitter at WeLikeDota. You can follow me personally on Twitter as well at SaboneDota, SaboneDota. We have a Patreon page to it kind of works as a internet tip jar of sorts if you like what we're doing and want to help keep the show going. We have some patrons who help us out. So those people are TL Cone, 9Eggs, Justin, Lonnie, Rusty, Dr. Carmack, Mitchell Metzler, Clint Block, Demento, Elihu, Dandy Russ, Carl Underwood, Ken Dashel, and Flossen. Thank you so, so much for your support, everybody. That's the end of the show. Here's the closing theme song. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.